Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kermit Baker, a chief economist with the American Institute of Architects and also an economist with the Joint Center for Housing Studies. Kermit, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thank you very much.
It's good to be with you. I'm sure my audience wants to know what your outlook is for the future. This has been a kind of a crazy year. The stock market is superheated, up 29% since Trump was elected to office. First, though, let's start just with a specific detail, an announcement that came out as your role as the chief economist with the American Institute of Architecture. The Billings Index fell below 50 for the first time in 7 months. So tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, and let me just remind your listeners, Kemp, what this is again. Our Architecture Billings Index is a monthly survey of architecture firms that asks them about activity of at their firms. You know, are they doing more design work or less? And we've done a lot of research on that to demonstrate that architecture activity leads construction activity by 9 to 12 months. So a good leading indicator, particularly for the non-residential construction side. As you mentioned, our September number for our index was a little below 50. Anything below 50 suggests a decline in Billings activity. So that's obviously, it makes us a little bit nervous. On the other hand, I think we need to put this in a broader context of where we've been over the last few quarters. And our Architecture Billings Index throughout 2017 has been strong. I would say, from my perspective, surprisingly strong, how much of an upturn we're seeing in design billings at architecture firms, given that we are this late in an economic cycle. So, I think the trend is encouraging. I think the September number is not too disconcerting. And I think in particular, one reason is the broader trend for the year. The second reason is that independently of tracking design activity of firms, we also ask architecture firms about new project activity that's coming in. So billings are work that they're finishing up, and new projects are what they're going to be working on over the next 3, 6, 9 months. And those were positive in September, and new design activity has been extremely positive every month in 2017. So I think we've got a good solid momentum in terms of project workload at architecture firms, and that certainly points to a good solid momentum in terms of construction activity, at least over the next year or so.
Yeah, I looked into this a little in depth, and I saw that I think that score was 59 on the new projects. And it looks like, too, when we look at where it's the pockets of weakness are, it looks like the West design activity was the one that was bringing down the score, right?
Yeah, the West has been fairly weak recently. I'm not exactly sure what's going on there. I think some of the markets on the West Coast, coastal California, Pacific Northwest, maybe just a little bit overheated. Obviously all of those markets have been incredibly strong for the last several years. So it may be that we're starting to see work flatten out a little bit, and more of the growth, I think, turn toward the South and the Midwest, areas that have not been as overheated in recent years.
I've done some travel this year, and I've been to some major cities, and almost all of them have cranes. Some of that is office building, but most of it's multifamily buildings. I mean, there are people building these condo and apartment units downtown.
Yeah, the multifamily sector has clearly been the strongest sector the last several years. Mm-hmm. And, it's generating a little nervousness. The stuff that's been built, Kemp, has generally been at the upper end of the market. And I think just so many luxury apartments and luxury condos that our economy can absorb. Yeah. So I think there's some nervousness that some markets may be maxing out in terms of construction on the multifamily side, particularly the upper end of the multifamily side.
All right, let's move to the residential remodel. You take a look there. Your role is the Joint Center for Housing Studies, and I think you've just recently gotten some new information there. So tell us what the outlook is there.
Yeah, so we produced another index, Kemp, for the home improvement activity. It's called the Leading Indicator for Remodeling Activity, our LIRA, yeah. And it's measured a little bit differently than what we were just talking about, the Architecture Billings Index. The LIRA is projecting growth in home improvement spending on the part of owners, owner improvements, owner maintenance and repair. And those numbers for the last several years have been healthy, 6.5%. So, again, I think we're quite optimistic about it. We just released another quarterly indicator last week, and it's actually showing some increase in momentum as we move into 2018. We see the market growing, over the next 12 months by 7.5%, almost 8%, 7.7% over this period. So, you know, we're taking this solid growth we've seen in the, as I suggested, in the 6-6.5% range, and seeing it move up a little bit to the 7.5% range. And it's reflecting some strength that we're seeing in house prices nationally. Actually, house prices have recovered from the downturn. That's generated a lot of equity buildup by homeowners. They're really at record levels in terms of how much equity they have in their home. And invariably, they spend some of that on improving their home, fixing up their home, kind of protecting that investment. So that seems to be what's generating this growth that we're seeing now.
I don't know if you've seen in the news of the past few days, but I mean, the September new home sales went up to a 10-year high, 667,000 units, and the consumer sentiment, the University of Michigan report, is over 100. It's the best in 2004, I believe. So those are two positive indicators that would affect that.
Yeah, they certainly are. New and existing home sales are starting to pick up a little bit, too. You know, we're obviously a very inventory constrained on that side, so we're starting to see, you know, some of these numbers break loose a little bit and finally see some movement in recovery in the housing sector. That's been it's been a real laggard so far this cycle, and it's been really holding down the broader economy, but it looks like now it's generating a little momentum.
You know, I think the biggest issue, if let's say, okay, you wake up, I'm going to do something to my house. The problem is finding labor, isn't it? I mean, to get somebody to do it.
Yeah, huge labor problem. You know, contractors are reporting shortages throughout the country, and that's creating a problem. You generally, you call a contractor to sort of get a bid on a project. They'll say, I'll get back to you in a couple months, or some of them don't even bother getting back to you at all. So it certainly is slowing some of the activity that we otherwise would have seen. On the other hand, it's probably going to, you know, flow into 2018, too, so kind of ensure that we got some activity moving into next year.
All right, so say I'm either a retailer or a contractor, I'm in the flooring business, and I'm thinking about next year. Should I be adding people, or should I keep status quo, or what's your call there?
Well, you know, I think you should be adding people, Kemp, but you know, to your point, that's easier said than done, I think.
Right.
That it's hard to get good quality workers. It's hard to retain those workers, so you know, I think any retailer or flooring contractor should be looking pretty carefully at what can they do to number one, make sure that they really are holding on to their good employees, and number two, sort of selectively increasing you know, employees in areas where they need them.
The economy works in cycles, and so you think an 18 is going to be another up year, right?
You know, I think given our early look at both our Architecture Billings Index and our leading indicator for remodeling activity, our forward-looking indicators that are really measuring what's expected to happen in 2018, and both of them are positive. So I think 18 is going to, you know, probably at least as good as 17, and in some markets even better.
All right, Kermit, thanks so much for spending time with us. Again, I've been talking to Kermit Baker, a Harvard economist, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FullerDaily.net.